Thank you. We'd like to thank the chairperson and the Irish delegation for their continuing engagement on this critical issue. We understand the challenges of your task, and we support you and all of the states here today in your efforts to find a constructive solution to the problem of civilian harm in populated areas. Our organization, Air Wars, monitors at scale civilian harm in a variety of conflicts based on all source social and local media reporting. Our data is regularly used by states, militaries, and civil society as a trusted reference point to help understand where, when, and how civilians are being harmed by explosive weapons use. As a member of INU, we're in complete alignment with the statements made by that network and our colleagues from civil society here today. In order not to take too much time today, we'll focus only on those additional elements of the draft statement we feel best placed to speak to. In particular, we have specific contribution to section 4.2 regarding the caveat where appropriate, currently used in connection to the collection, sharing, and publication of disaggregated data on the direct and reverberating effects of civilians and civilian objects. Affected civilians know when harm takes place, and they're often able to identify who's the perpetrator of that harm. They are reporting on it at scale and in real time. Ukraine is just one example of how civilians are reporting on and documenting the horrors of war, even as they are living under it, under attack. To date, our organization alone has assessed and archived over 100,000 unique local sources across 8 conflicts alleging civilian harm resulting from the use of explosive weapons. The majority of the incidents have occurred in populated areas. Using the caveat where appropriate will, we fear, absolve states of the responsibility for really listening to those communities under attack. It will fall short of an essential commitment among states to recognize and respect those voices and share their findings with the communities they have harmed and the civil society groups working with them. During later discussions on the operative section 3, we'll assert in further detail our position on the imperative of tracking, analyzing, responding to, and learning from civilian harm monitoring and documentation. But critical to that discussion is the connected section 4.2 bis on the commitment to gather data on the use of explosive weapons, including the location of areas targeted. This information is an essential element of the evidence base that will help states, militaries, civil society, humanitarian actors, and affected communities understand civilian harm in conflicts. With information on where and how weapons are used in conjunction with granular data on how such weapons have affected civilians and civilian objects, we will all be able to access a clear and comprehensive evidence base that can inform and shape future decision making. This at present is a critical information gap. Finally, we would like to express support for states such as Uruguay, Ecuador, and Finland, amongst others, who note the importance of collecting disaggregated data at further levels, including the collection of data on the impact of conflicts on those with disabilities. We are one of many civil society organizations that strive to collect and disaggregate such information, and we call on the powerful states represented in this room to do the same. Thank you.